Hi, this is a dictation for our patient Jeremy Poincis Johnson. J-E-R-R-E-M-I-P-O-I-N-T, like Tom, Z-E-S dash Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Date of birth is 3-4-91. Date of service is 3-29-2023. Date of accident is 4-9-2022. The patient presents his here for a follow-up visit. He has been suffering from multiple episodes of pain syndrome, focusing on the right neck and right shoulder and left side of the lower back and both the knees. At this time, patient report that his knee pain is only one or two. However, the neck pain and the shoulder pain and back pain are around six. He's improving slowly to the tune of 70% because of all the therapy. He also reports of getting a PRP injection to the neck and to the shoulder, which has brought him significant relief. He is also seeing a neurologist. He just had a EEG with Dr. Sill. I do not have the report, and EMG as well done. Also, he is going for ophthalmology, chiropractic treatment, and physical therapy two times per week. I got the EEG report that was normal. No findings were found. The patient reports that areas that are affected are as follows. The work and sleep are 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. And the general activity, mood, and relationship with people is 5. Rest of the positive symptoms from system reviews are in the chart. Please review that. And he reports that his ribs are throbbing and hurting very badly. Last 30 days, no changes are reported in the history other than improvement in his shoulder pain and the neck pain due to the PRP injection. Substance abuse, marijuana is used. Compliance history, fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 127, 97, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit, which is 0223-006 for the date of 2/22/2023. The patient is improving slowly. He is seeing an orthopedic surgeon. An X-ray of the knee was completely negative at DMC Hospital. Physical therapy is going on at Aquatic Solution. Currently, he is not seeing a podiatrist, and his MAPS and labs have been reviewed. He's provided physical therapy for neck and the lower back and shoulder, knees bilaterally two times a week with traction massages, etc. He's released to a light duty job, 7 hours, 7 days, 10 pounds. Transportation and case management has been ordered as well. Other than that, the patient is stable, has been referred to an orthopedic surgeon, ENT surgeon, and ophthalmologist, these consultations are going on, neurology consultation is going on. He was seeing at Lucid Neurology with Dr. Basha, whom he is following through. In the medication is provided is Mobic, Flexeril, Tylenol with codeine, Elavil, and Xanax. Mobic is 15 milligram daily. Flexeril is 10 milligram twice a day. Tylenol, codeine, one or two every 12 hour PRN, and Elavil, 25 milligram at night. Xanax is 0.5 milligram twice a day for anxiety. The patient seems to be doing reasonably well, and in the treatment protocol, there is nothing else is advisable since he already is getting his injection in Larsen's radiology. We'll just keep managing her. He will be seen in 30 days' time. His caseworker is accident caseworker. Please send the email to Kaylee Mundi, K-A-Y-L-E-E-M-U-N-D-I-E, who is the person helping her. Her email will be K-A-Y-L-E-E at accident cares, A-S-C-E-N-D-A-N-T-C-A-R-E-S.com. Thank you.